Oh, my gosh. I just got the list of ingredients for Stump the Chef. All right. Richard Roper is in the studio with us, often on Thursdays and Fridays. Thank you, sir, for being here. We'll talk a little bit about what's happening in the entertainment world. Kevin, it was almost a depressing moment when Kevin said that the esports challenge with the race car drivers is the biggest sporting event on television this weekend. And I thought to myself, you know, any one of those guys, Denny Hamlin or any of those NASCAR guys, would get beaten by a 12-year-old
Here we go. I have a great recommendation. We'll talk about it in a half hour or so. I have a great recommendation that'll get Kev through the weekend and a lot of other sports fans.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say right now.
Okay, fine. Whatever. All right. Our friend and celebrity chef, Graham Elliott, is joining us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline. And he's our chef who's going to play Stump the Chef. He was a judge on MasterChef and Top Chef. He's got a new restaurant called Petite Harvest in Santa Monica, California. That's a hell of a drive, isn't it?
It is. You know what? Luckily right now, there's cheap airfare, so it's actually a good thing.
Okay. All right. Well, I look very, very forward to going to Petite Harvest in Santa Monica. And this is and we already have our winner for today. Now, for people who have not heard this before, the whole idea here is that we get a celebrity chef to help people in their kitchens in this moment of need where you got a bunch of stuff in your cabinets. You're not sure what to do with them in your drawers, your cupboard, whatever it is. You're like, what am I going to do with this stuff? Well, once you win the contest, we ask you to go find some things that may not go together, and then we get a great chef like Graham Elliott to be able to put that all together for him. And now Ted has given us, now this, I have to say, in 2 weeks of doing this, absolutely the most awkward, by far, number of things that I have ever seen. All right, here we go. Ted, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Ted, tell us now what it is in your cupboard that you would like Graham Elliott to make into a meal.
Okay, I have some in-the-shell salted peanuts, some frozen garlic breadsticks, and a jar of pickled okra.
Oh, wow.
I actually love pickled okra.
What did I do to hurt you? like that sounds like Scottish food, like based on a dare. Like how am I supposed to do anything with that?
Wow.
It's called Stump the Chef.
Yeah, that's true. Not kick him in the butt.
Don't be a cutie pie.
Right. Oh, it was not the butt that he kicked you in, Graham. It was the front side is what he did right there.
Yes.
You can always add things to this.
Okay, well, I guess immediately what I'm thinking is you rinse off the pickled okra. So, you know, anytime you have something canned, like let's say it's beans, let's say it's actual pickles or olives, remember that things are in a brine and pickling solution to kind of preserve them. So you don't want to taste that actual liquid. So take them out, rinse them off really, really well. And I think that you could do a simple salad of the pickled okra kind of chopped up. Take some of the peanuts, you know, take them out of the shell, chop them, a little bit of olive oil.
Wait. You know, don't get ahead of yourself right there. You should take the peanuts out of the shell, you say?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Just making sure that I got that right.
You know, you're watching old reruns of Cubs games, and you want to have that feeling on your couch. It's like, you know, peel them everywhere. But
I'm trying to
make like a simple peanut vinaigrette. Toss the okra, and if you have some extra greens somewhere, you know, I don't care if it's torn kale or field green, any arugula, something like that. And then take the frozen garlic bread breadsticks, cut them up, and turn them into little garlic croutons, and just kind of make something like that.
Okay.
I think he's so mad at you, Ted. I have no idea how to even describe this. I've never seen Graham really that mad before. I mean, I know on Top Chef and stuff like that, he fakes it. But thank God you're not in his kitchen. He's got sharp implements.
Can I just say that Graham is being very kind here because he's leaving out the last step that he would actually do, which would be put his foot on the garbage disposal, throw all that stuff down there, and then have somebody do some takeout or drive up ordering.
Ted, you know what I would actually do? I would invite a bunch of people that are not really sophisticated and then just throw all of it in a blender and tell them that it's like the most incredible Michelin star soup. And if they don't like it, because they don't get it.
That's amazing.
Right. It's on them, because you're an artist.
Wow.
This is like a $38 bowl of soup that you get at a fine dining restaurant.
That's fantastic.
This is like the Alinea pickled okra peanut soup that they're famous
for. That's great.
Ted, congratulations. You got a $25 gift certificate to Lil Manati's. That's going to be a lot better than whatever he just gave you. That is, I just want to say that, Graham, that is a genius thing right there, because that does happen, right? I mean, how many restaurants have you gone to where, you know, these? There's always one chef who's just gone way over his skis. Most of these guys are great, 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 right? But there's always one guy who does something that's just one step beyond, and you're like, who? Why would you even try that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know what? But I was raised with a mom that couldn't really cook, and for some reason my dad gave her a bread maker once for Christmas. Any leftovers got thrown into this bread maker, so I had, like, you know, fried rice with prunes and asparagus tips and, you know, chocolate that somehow got turned into a loaf of bread that no one would eat, and then it gets thrown in the backyard for bird food, and then the birds don't eat it. So it's just like this weird yard of landmines of, like, mom's bread.
that's a very low moment when the bird goes, no, no, no.
Upbringing. Yeah, these are the things I had to fight against.
I'm not going there. All right, so let's just talk a little bit about Santa Monica. Are you out there doing this now?
No, I mean, I live in Chicago, so unless I'm filming or, you know, going out there, you know, every couple months and checking on stuff, you know, it's pretty much runs on its own. So luckily, you know, it's a less is more idea, just a few ingredients per dish, and everything kind of comes from the Santa Monica Farmers Market, which is great. So
yeah,
and enjoy that.
And are you guys closed now?
Yeah, I mean, God, the whole world is, right?
Right.
Which is why we're eating peanuts and pickled okra.
Exactly.
So, yeah, but you know, every you know, like, you have to be optimistic and say that somehow we'll come out stronger for it. I mean, you know, this is the food capital of the country here in Chicago. We have the greatest assortment of cuisines and you know, ethnic cooking and fine dining and everything else. So, you know, if somebody has to close, you know, they'll reopen and do something even better. So.
Yeah, you hope
so. Got to be confident about that stuff.
Yeah. Well, do you have a hack right now? Where are you getting your ingredients for yourself,
you
your
know,
family?
I like to try to utilize as many things as I have in the cupboard, like most people. So, you know, canned things, dried things, grains, stuff like that. So, yeah, it's pretty, you know, it forces you to kind of be creative, right? Sometimes.
Right.
If you have, you know, I remember Jack White of the White Stripes saying, like, some people can have an orchestra and 50 instruments and you make one thing, but if you're forced to only have drums and a guitar, it makes you, you know, go at it at a completely different angle. So I think it's the same thing, you know, like we're saying in this game, like, open up your freezer and what do you have? All right, well, what can we do?
You're a brave man, Graham Elliott. You stood up to that. You stood up to that food bully right there. You showed him.
And Mr. Roper.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about entertainment. I was going to say, like, turn off the NASCAR and two words, Tiger King. That's all you need to do.
Absolutely true.
Watch Tiger King on Netflix and your life will be changed. You will realize that it could always get worse.
That's true, Graham. I'm currently working on a piece. I'm casting the feature film that's going to be made out of Tiger King. So
my daughter just told me last night, she goes, Dad, you have got to watch Tiger King. And I'm like, what are we even talking about? Richard will explain that on the other side. Graham Elliott, get back to cooking the okra. We will talk to you soon.
Be well, Graham,
my friend.
Get
my blender ready.
Yeah, right, be safe. Guys. Be well. All right, bye.
Cheers, you too.